And up next on the stream of Free Radio, freakradio.org, it's Bathrop Spears Broadsides for June 15th, 2023. This is a Thursday flashback to, well, the year before we actually had, when we had it, Free Radio in Santa Cruz. Now we kind of have the simulation of Free Radio with kind of the occasional netcasts that we do and that I do with continuing desperate regularity every Thursday evening and Sunday morning and early afternoon. So this particular flashback you'll hear about in a moment, it's mostly, well, it's all from the spring of 1994, but I'll be giving you some more details, and then I'll just unzip it and let you check it out.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
So these three, actually four selections in this flashback collection, three of them are from March of 1994, and one of them is from April. The March selections begin with a discussion, I guess, en route to Berkeley for a protest with Houdinot Bombs activist Keith McHenry and me, and I think it segues into some other segments. These were audio recordings I made at the time when I did not have access to the airwaves. That happened a year later when Free Radio Santa Cruz started. When we actually got a transmitter, I think compliments to Stephen Dunifer, put together a station with, 30, 40 broadcasters. Compliments of the work of Ed Fry, Kate Wells, and a lot of other folks. In any case, in 94, what was cooking on the pot was a thing called the Tobe decision in Southern California, the city of Santa Ana. The courts had found that its camping ban was unconstitutional, violated the right to travel, right to be free from cruel and unusual punishment, I think, and a couple of other rights as well. And that meant the Santa Cruz sleeping ban, Municipal Code 6.36, which is still on the books, though it just no longer has the word sleeping included now in 2023, that it was unconstitutional, and we began protests trying to get the city attorney to acknowledge this decision, which was not binding, but was certainly a persuasive precedent and might have given him a motivation to pay some attention to it, but lo and behold, he did not. That was, at the time, John Barisoni, who has since retired, but his firm with Condotti, Tony Condotti, taking up the reins is still the chief boohoo in the legal department now. This was also a month or two after I was tried and convicted in San Francisco of violating the injunction against serving free food against Food Not Bombs leveled by then-mayor. It might have been under Agnos, it might have been under the next mayor, former police chief, and then mayor Frank Jordan, but it was done in a very deceptive manner, using the same kind of claims you now hear in Santa Cruz. Why don't they just go get a permit? And in fact, McHenry and Food Not Bombs tried literally scores of times to get the appropriate permits, and they were always turned back or granted a permit and then later told it was not enough. And you'll hear some discussion of this in the first flashback. Second flashback is a series of news clips by the right-wing station KSCO, which has since kind of gone dark as far as talk radio goes. I think they're still on the air, but they aren't. I think they're mainly something else other than talk radio. They're just not the same anymore. You're going to hear some clips from Daryl Allen Gault, or DAG, as he called himself, a right-wing talk show host denouncing me, homeless people in Santa Cruz, and the so-called progressive city council, which was anything but, because it was the city council's anti-homeless sitting ban, anti-homeless spare-changing ban, and other anti-homeless laws that passed in proposals that were originally presented by Bookshop Santa Cruz owner Neil Coonerty, Ryan Coonerty's father, and passed almost unanimously by the city council. I think it was actually in April, March or April. And in response to that, people began to do protests. One number of protesters, Skidmark Bob Turan, One Tom Dave Jacobs, Red Top Robert Flory, as I called them in my publication, The Street Shit Sheet, did a two-week peace vigil on Pacific Avenue, where they stayed day after day, night after night, protesting. And, you know, they weren't breaking windows, they weren't blocking traffic, they just sat there with signs in this, and they did that day and night. In order to stop this, a whole series of laws was instituted involving being on the sidewalk after dark, involving sitting down anywhere on the sidewalk, involving a whole variety of things, and of course panhandling. Peaceful spare changing became a crime, and you'll hear that discussed. And at one point I held a kind of a tour that went around pointing out the anti-homeless businesses, because I was calling for a boycott of anti-homeless businesses at that time. And somebody threw a rock through the window of the Bookshop Santa Cruz, which, of course, infuriated Neil Coonerty. And you get to hear a lot of discussion about that, and gave right-wing commentators a lot to rage about as well. The third flashback was a KSCO Saturday special, which I guess they no longer have those Saturday specials, or maybe they have. Maybe they're replaying them. I don't know. But that was something that happened every 2 hours on Saturday on this right-wing radio station. I've been on it, or was on it, several times. Then Mayor Scott Kennedy came on the special. He was a kind of, I don't want to say hated, although I think there was a lot of ill will toward Kennedy, or certainly disagreement, both on the right and the left. The city council's, he was a voter in favor of the anti-homeless laws, and he discusses that and other things on KSCO as part of the third flashback. And then finally, the fourth one is I believe it's a KUSP or possibly a KZSC, I'm not sure which, a panel of activists with the Coalition to Decriminalize Poverty, which is another group that formed alongside Huff and Food Not Bombs, although don't know if Food Not Bombs had I think they did have an active chapter. Yes, they did, in Santa Cruz. Miley Pickett, Kim Argula, and Renee, who I don't quite remember, but you'll be able to hear him answering questions, mostly from activist sympathizers who then came out in massive numbers in May to support Food Not Bombs, which was arrested by police for serving in front of what is now Five Guys, and was then a vacant lot, which had been a department store before the earthquake of 1989. And I think that this gives you some interesting background. You may not recognize these voices or know these people, because you have to have been around 30 years ago to do that. Well, almost 30 years ago. And well, I'm going to let it roll and see if you get anything out of it, or maybe I won't. But I think it's worth airing. This has never been aired before, and it's good that we can archive it. I apologize to folks who were trying to get this on the archives and couldn't. The archives aren't working now at the moment because the Texas website worker who kind of funnels all our stuff to us for the Huff website, and that's where you get these archives, apparently is under hurricane watch, or there's been some problems with the internet there. But hopefully it'll be up soon. And again, really, to be clear, or as clear as I can be, because there's a lot of scattered stuff in here. It's all from March and April of 1994, and I'm hoping to clarify it more when I write up the description of these shows sometime later, hopefully in a day or two, but you never can tell. Again, we're going to have Keith McHenry and myself talking about the struggle to get a permit, and I think also anti-panhandling laws, Daryl Allen Galt, the right-wing commentator, and again, not necessarily in this order. Some of these may be in a different order. News clips after the protests. There were peaceful protests, but then someone went and broke a window as not part of the protest, and that became the focus of all the news media. We get Louis Rittenhouse, who's the most right-wing council candidate, who was also on Daryl Allen Galt's show, as well as essentially beating on the activists. Daryl Allen Galt was for this window breaking and denouncing them in no uncertain terms. Scott Kennedy, Ted Jefferson, and Larry, along with talk show host Mike Zwirling, were on his Saturday special. Kind of essentially, Kennedy was the mayor at that time, and some of the show is devoted to the anti-homeless laws and the protests against them, but more kind of with regard to his presidency, his mayorship, precisely. And finally, Miley Pickett, Renee, and Kim Orgula, who is still around, and so is Miley. I think she's taken a more conservative or establishment role as a liberal. I think she's employed by the library, or at least I saw her last working around the library. Sorry, Miley, if I've got it wrong. In any case, I hope you can get something out of this, even though it is a bit fragmented, and it doesn't have the benefit of some kind of cohesive commentary that can help you put it all into a, at least see what my worldview was about it. But, try it on for size anyway. Here it is.